everybody.
Gamblers.
What's happening?
This is Bro 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 Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates.
That's us.
That's us.
And that's you.
If you're wondering who us is, I, the voice you are listening to, am Tony, Anthony Tony DiGilio. People sometimes call me Diggs. And to my right is Todd. Don't know his middle name, McComas.
Nathan. Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Nathan, really?
Todd Nathan McComas. That's what my mom called me when she was pissed.
And we have Billy Bailey Gator McComas in the back running the ones and twos. Just Todd and I today. So you know the picks are going to be good. Just kidding. Sorry, Gumpy. Last night, we always start with the right side. How did we do? Do you know how we did?
We were 4-4. Yeah.
I mean,
I went 3-1.
So after a winning streak, like a long, long winning streak, to get a 500 day instead of a losing day, count that as a win.
If your bad day is a 500 day, you're in a good spot.
You're in a very, very good spot. And it depends. It depends on who you listen to.
Yeah.
If you listen to me instead of Gumpy about the Seattle, I believe it was, Seattle and Texas game, we could have been 5-3.
But absolutely. Absolutely.
That's why Gumpy's not here today. He said yesterday he was going to eat crow. He ate crow last night. And he got He got violently sick and ill from eating a crow. Apparently, it's not good for you.
That's better than you suspending him for.
Going
against.
No, losing. I would never do that.
Okay.
Because I would never be on the show then. other plays, Miami, the Marlins. I believe that was you, Todd.
Yes.
Good win on the Miami Marlins.
Yeah, right.
It's rare that you get a win on the Miami Marlins, and when you call it great, Washington Nationals. That was Gumpy. Nice pick there, buddy. San Francisco plus a half first five. That was me. Terrible pick. Dumb. I was on the right side. It was supposed to go the other way.
Yeah.
Baltimore first five plus a half. I think that was Gumpy as well. Bold move picking Baltimore. Just like called Miami.
Garbage.
Yeah, they are fucking garbage. Cincinnati plus a half. They were losing by one. That's a tough pick. Who did that? That was me.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't talk a lot. I didn't have a great day either.
I respect the fact though you see that you recognize the Reds are coming back.
No, yeah, I recognize them. I recognize them. Don't worry. They didn't come back, but I recognize them.
Yeah.
Philly first five, they were up 4-0. I think that was Todd against the Tigers because they're fucking
pretty
trash.
Pretty easy pick there.
And Tampa Bay first five against the Bo Sox.
Yeah.
Nice little winner there. So, you know, we were 500, 4-5-3. Either way you want to look at it.
We'll take it.
So, basically in our eyes, a winning day.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do you feel about having another winning day, Todd?
Hey, I say we just we fucking run the house.
All right. How many picks do you have today? Four?
Let's run the table. I have four.
I have three. So, why don't you go first, and we'll just go back and forth, and then we'll end the show.
Sounds great. My best bet for today is going to be Cleveland, first five money line at Kansas City.
Pretty good pick.
Yeah, I think so. The Indians have Adam Plutko on the hill. He's 3-2, 4.81 ERA. But more importantly, the Royals are starting lefty Mike Montgomery. And we had a discussion about this beforehand. So Montgomery comes over from the Cubs, spends the vast majority of the season in a relief spot.
Yep.
And not pitching a lot of innings per game. And now they're going to test him out as a starter at Kansas City.
Correct.
And I mean, you're talking about somebody who's had a rough couple months as a reliever, like 7.45 ERA in June, 10.13 ERA in July, with a total of 15 innings pitched in those 2 months. He's only had one start.
Yep.
One start.
That was with the Royals.
Yes.
Last week.
So I don't see this going well. It's got to be rough when you've been in the relief spot for that long and then trying to come out and become a starter. Like maybe it will happen, but it's early on, so I don't look for him to have much success. Cleveland's a much better team anyway.
And his start last week was against Cleveland. He went two innings, gave up six hits, five earned runs.
Good sign.
So it doesn't really matter. Hopefully, who's on the mound for the Indians? They happen to be also a much better team than the Royals.
Right.
So we're going with the Indians here.
Yeah, I think first five money line's safe. I think this guy goes three or four innings, gets shelled.
My best bet. I'm going to Boston, New York Yankees, Boston Red Sox start a series today. Mm-hmm. Rick Porcello is on the mound for Boston. He has three starts in July, 16 innings pitched, 16 earned runs. Mm. That's not great.
That's pretty bad.
That's not great. Against the Yankees, he has two starts this year.
Okay.
He's pitched five total innings in those two starts and given up 11 earned runs against the Yankees.
That's badder.
That's badder. That's badder.
That's way badder.
Tanaka on the mound for the Yankees, three starts in July, 5.4 ERA. Not great.
No.
5.4 ERA on the road.
Well,
not great.
Also not great.
His one start against Boston this year, he got two outs and gave up six earned runs.
Oof, boy. So what are we looking at here?
I'm taking the over.
Sounds like a good plan.
I'm taking the over 11 in this game.
Okay, I like that.
The last time these two teams played, it was in London, and they scored like 30 runs a game. Mm. So I'm thinking hopefully that trend continues. So I'm going Boston and New York over 11.
Love this bet.
Thank you. I normally
you can be more on the right side.
I normally hate taking overs, but yeah. I mean when it leads you down that path, you have to take the pick at the end of the path.
Well, you can't ignore the research.
You can't ignore the research.
The stats.
Einstein didn't ignore his.
That's right.
Neither did Galileo.
And now we have gravity.
And now
thank you.
And now we have gravity and space. I think.
Yes, they're both responsible for space, I believe, and black holes. I think Einstein invented black holes.
Also, fun facts on the show. Yeah. Not just winners.
It's a teaching show.
Fun facts. What's your next pick, Todd?
My next pick, also a first five. I'm going to take the Angels first five minus the half versus Baltimore.
They just swept the Dodgers.
Yeah, I mean, they're hot, and Baltimore is not, as we previously discussed.
They're
the Angels are the eighth best first five inning team in the league. The Orioles are 25th. Mm-hmm. I like that disparity. And the Orioles are starting Jimmy Yacobonis,
great name,
who's having a bad July with a 10.13 ERA and eight innings pitched. So I think when you see this happen, Yacobonis is going to make a shitty team even shittier. Mm-hmm. The Angels are hot. This is an easy bet, I think. I had to take the minus a half to get the odds.
Yeah.
To make it even worth it. But I think it's a good bet.
Minus a half, minus 140, not terrible. The money line, minus 210. Eh. If it wins, it's still a win.
Yeah. You're right.
But
let's go for the money.
It's not what we do here.
That's right.
I mean, we like to roll the dice a little bit. My second pick, the New York Mets, San Diego Padres. It's a noon game, so this will be out, but make your bets quickly. First five, under four. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
DeGrom's on the mound for the Mets.
Correct.
He's got a 1.59 day ERA. Happens to be a day game. Oof. In July, he's had three starts with a 1.42 ERA.
Love that.
So DeGrom's doing DeGrom things here mm-hmm. in July. San Diego is 26th versus right-handed pitching this month. DeGrom happens to be a right-handed pitcher. Mm-hmm. So that takes care of the San Diego Padres. On the mound for them is Lauer. He's going up against the New York Mets, obviously, who are 25th versus left-handed pitching this month.
Right.
He gave up five his last start. But only one earned run in each of his last three starts before that. And I was looking at how Eric Lauer goes this season. And so it happened before. He went four games in a row where he gave up one run in each game. Mm-hmm. And then he gave up a five spot. And then he went three games in a row with giving up one game or one run each in the game. And then he gave up a five spot. So I think a one run game's coming. I think he's going to give up one earned run in his five or six innings. Mm-hmm. DeGrom's going to do his thing, so I'm going first five under four for Mets and Padres.
I like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a stat trend there.
It is.
You got to look deep into the information, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're not just it's like finding Waldo out here.
You've got to understand the past in order to be able to predict the future.
Yeah, and if you don't understand the past, you're due to repeat the same mistakes.
Exactly.
And if you're not getting better, you're getting worse.
Yeah. Way worse.
Yeah, way worse. You got any other picks?
I do. The Twins, money line.
Yep.
The Twins are starting Jose Berrios.
Yeah, I guess.
They're 4-1 on the road when he starts.
Well, nice little stat there.
The White Sox are starting Lucas Giolito.
Giolito!
And they're 3-9 at home when he starts.
Wild.
I mean, we got two great pitchers here.
Yep.
Giolito has...
He's fallen off a little bit.
Yes, he has really let me down this year, even though he is.
He was incredible.
You can't
for
deny
a long
he's
time.
Effective.
Yeah.
But what I don't like, I guess, and what the Chicago White Sox fans shouldn't like is this horrible record at home for whatever reason when he starts. So I'm just going to use history, as you did, to my advantage, and I'm going to predict the future. Twins win this game on the road.
I am also going Minnesota money line here.
Mm-hmm.
Giolito, 5.4 ERA in July. However, his last start, there are. This was my least confident.
Yeah.
His last start, he did go 6 2/3 with one earned run. And then the last time against Minnesota, he went 5 innings and gave up 1 hit. But Minnesota is 4th versus right-handed pitching. Giolito has not been as good.
Mm-hmm.
Jose Berrios, 2.5 versus the White Sox, 2.7 in night games, 3.4 in July. His last start, he went 5 scoreless. So, and then Chicago White Sox are 25th versus right-handed pitching. So I did give the Minnesota Twins a lean here.
Love it. It's unanimous.
Yes, it is. So that was all my picks. You got one more?
I got one more. I got the Cardinals money line at Pittsburgh.
Motherfucker!
The Cardinals are the dog. I'll give you credit for that.
They're going for a 4-game sweep.
They are the dog, but they are on a motherfucking tear right now, winning 10 of their last 12, and they're starting Miles Michaelos. Michaelos?
Mikolas.
Mikolas. All right. Who pitched a shutout against the Pirates 10 days ago. So I love that.
Not terrible.
The Pirates have only won 2 of their last 12. They're struggling right now.
Not great since the break.
Yeah, and, you know, they have, I think they're 0-2. Musgrove is 0-2 against the Cardinals this season with a 14.09 ERA.
Good stat there.
I mean, he just struggles with the birds, so I got to go with Cardinals. I hate to do that to you, Tom, but we're here to make money.
Yeah, we are. I mean, money trumps everything. Mm-hmm. Did you say you were going with the game line there?
Game line.
Game money line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was, I was looking to see if I could find his stats versus St. Louis. Yeah, 2 games started. 7 total innings, 12 earned runs.
I struggle with that last name. I always want to say Mikolas.
I just say Mikolas.
And I found Mikolas, but I had a buddy who spelled it very similarly, and he went by Mikolas.
I don't know. Michael Scott said Mikolas, so that's what I always go for. All right. We have picks there. I think we got 6 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Let me...
should be a good, decent little payout.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We had a couple dogs in there, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean, when we hit them all, it's going to be good. Mm-hmm. We have the Padres... Our cup of coffee a day, parlay, July 25th, Thursday. We won't be here tomorrow, by the way.
No. Nope.
That'll be in Wisconsin.
I will be. Fishing.
Fucking
fishing my ass off.
All right, so we've got first 5. Under 4, Padres and Mets. From me. Yankees, Red Sox, over 11. From me. Mm-hmm. Minnesota Twins, -140, money line from both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland Indians, first 5, money line from Todd. Angels, -0.5, first 5 from Todd. And St. Louis Cardinals, money line, +100 from Todd.
I am liking this.
Oh, I like when the numbers like this because we normally hit these ones.
Uh-huh.
It's $5 to win a cool 175.
Oh, hey.
So, you know.
Take that 175 into your weekend. Have a night.
I mean, we've done it for you guys before.
Yeah.
This is basically our Friday, and we're 96%. Winners on Friday.
The best Friday sports gambling podcast on the internet.
In no way was that a made up stat at all.
No way.
0%. We wouldn't lie to you.
We put our Friday stats against anybody.
If you followed us on MyAction app at MyAction app/BroBroBets, you would understand.
Yeah.
Or if you followed us individually, MyAction.app/Diggs with an S. The Z was just the thing because Twitter didn't have, well, S was already taken.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
And myaction.app/ToddMcCombs.
We're there.
We're there. You can find us. We put in our picks every day, unless we don't feel good that day.
Mm-hmm.
You can also tweet us on Twitter, @BroBroBets.
Please do.
We love it. Give us some questions. We love
Diggs
it.
Diggs is very knowledgeable about sports gambling. So if you want any tips, advice, or you just have questions about the way things work, you're asking the right person. He will answer them.
Thank you. I will. And I also just bought 250-page... college football gambling previews for the season.
Ooh.
So canceled my weekend plans. That's what I'm going to be diving into.
All right.
We're so close.
Mm.
We're so fucking close.
So close.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.